Hi, moms. I'm Becca Carnahan.
And I'm Marie Tremblay.
We're two mom friends and career development professionals here to help you answer that big question. What do I want to be when I grow up?
Just because we're moms now doesn't mean we're all the way grown up yet.
I know I'm not.
Me neither. And we want to give you permission to grow, change, and evolve as a parent and professional.
By sharing real stories from real moms, we're going to help you navigate the motherhood identity shift, career changes, work-life balance questions, and more.
Are you ready to keep growing up with us?
Yes. Then let's do this. For those of you who don't know, a lot of my career change happened because of writing. So it's not surprising to me that when we have moms, we have parents coming into the Career Clarity program, that they're also kind of tinkering with this idea of how can creativity show up more in my life? How can I use some of these things I love to do as a kid and bring it back to life now that I've gotten through some of the baby haze and I have maybe a little bit more time on my hands, or at least the itch to find something that is their own. Writing comes up a lot, and that's Whitney's story today. Let's talk about Whitney. Whitney has always loved to write, but as she's progressed in her career and fundraising, she has found that her writing skills really haven't been used to their full capacity. And for the most part, that's been fine. She's been using other skills. She's liked the people that she's worked with. Totally fine. She's kind of moved along in her career. But now that both of her kids are in elementary school and they're doing a bunch of writing of their own, something started to click for Whitney. She's like, oh, that was so fun when I used to make up stories. That was so fun when I used to have a chance to do more creative writing. So she wanted to explore her creative side a bit more as she watched her kids do the same. She isn't really sure what she wants to do with her writing exactly as it relates to a career change, but it's there. It's right there on the surface. And she wants to explore what's possible.
Where should she start to have that, that little kick of confidence?
Mm-hmm. And this is not going to be surprising for anyone who's been a listener of the show for a while. We're going to start with Whitney's career criteria and go back to that foundation of thinking about what she really wants and needs from this next chapter of her life. Because for Whitney, it could be that she wants to write all the time. Maybe her big future goal is that she wants to write a book, or maybe Whitney's goal is that she wants to have her own business and writing is a way for her to incorporate that into the business. Maybe Whitney is super happy in her career, but she wants to carve out more time for herself to be able to write creatively and to fill her cup in that way. So she needs to potentially job craft her role that so that she can have a little bit more time for her own writing. There's so many different ways we can slice and dice this. So it's important to start with what do you really want and need from this next season of life?
Mm-hmm. And maybe she could even start this as a hobby or a side hustle at first.
Absolutely. And it might be that the hobby or side hustle is exactly what is right for her too. I never want to force someone into saying, oh, you want to write? Go write a book. Oh, you want to write? You should be in marketing and communications for the rest of your career. That's not realistic. I think for everyone's going to come at this with different wants and needs. So I want Whitney, I want all of you listening to say to yourself, what is really important to me? And if building in time for a hobby or something that you do on the side is going to be exactly what is the right fit for you, don't let anyone tell you that you should make this a career. You don't have to.
So once Whitney has figured out her criteria, and she wants to explore what's possible for her, where should she start?
Yeah. So the beautiful thing about writing is that no one has to give you permission to be a writer. You can write in so many different ways. So for Whitney in particular, she sees herself being able to have her own business someday. And so she's curious about how she can maybe get paid for her writing. She needs to start somewhere though. So part of it is getting back into the habit of writing and thinking about the topics that she wants to write on. And what are some of the topics that light her up, that get her excited, that it's not going to be a drag for her to spend time writing, it's going to be something that gives her energy because her day is pretty busy. So this needs to be something that's energizing, life-giving. So to think about what topics that she wants to write on, and then knowing that she can just start writing on it. You don't have to have any major publication say that you are a great writer. You can just start practicing. And that can be as simple as starting a Substack newsletter. It can be doing any of your writing online. You don't have to pay to go on Instagram. You don't have to pay to go on LinkedIn or Facebook and just start writing on topics that are interesting to you. That's awesome. Just to start the practice of putting your thoughts into paper, thinking about what topics are really making you tick.
So you really can test the waters on social medias and get the reactions from your network. Yeah.
Yeah. See what's resonating with people. See what you get excited about, because it may be that you're getting excited about something that your friends and family aren't excited about, but maybe you just need to find the right community for it. And that's one of the nice things about social media is that you can find a community who's interested. So let's say, for instance, Whitney was really interested in writing stories about Dungeons and Dragons, and her friends and family aren't really into the game. They don't, it's not something that they're excited about, but there's a whole community of people who care about it very deeply. So she can find those people online. And for Whitney, I was just using an example, but for Whitney, it was actually writing about her parenthood experience and connecting with other parents was something that was really, really energizing for her, really deeply meaningful. So she could start writing that on any of her social media, make some of this public and get some reactions. And then there are other places where, because Whitney is thinking about, maybe I turn this into my own business, maybe I have something that I can get paid for this work. There are places where people will lose. Sites will accept written submissions that, and some of them will pay you. We'll include a link actually in the show notes for this, but I did this as I was starting to write more. And I loved writing about parenthood, this intersection with career, funny stories. And I submitted my writing. First, I did it on social media, but then I started to submit it to places where either they were paid or not paid. But there'd be a few examples of places that do pay you for some of this writing. And so we'll share those links of different places, but it's a great way to get additional exposure for your writing, to find that community outside of your existing social media presence and getting on a platform that reaches so many other people. And for those places that will, it's not going to be a huge amount of money right away. This could be maybe $25 that you're getting.
Starting somewhere.
it's exciting to get paid for the writing that you're putting out there and to put yourself into the arena, right? Of getting that writing out there into the world. And once you get paid once as a writer, that's a really good feeling to know that you can start to find out if there's other places where you can submit your writing, if there are bigger platforms that maybe aren't going to pay you, maybe they will. And if there are potentially clients who would ask you to be writing for them. So as an example, I was doing a lot of writing about parenthood. And this was maybe when my kids were babies, they were early toddler stage. And I was writing a lot on social media. I was submitting to publications, some paid and some not. And it was actually, strangely enough, the day that I left my full-time job at Harvard Business School and was saying I was going into my business full-time, I was going to be coaching, I'd love to be doing more writing. I had maybe one client kind of set up from a writing perspective. I had a company reach out to me to ask me to write blog posts for them that were related to parenthood and motherhood, because that's what the company... Oh my gosh. It was like, I remember where I was. I was in the car pulling into my driveway and I get this phone call from someone that we'd seen your writing. Would you be interested? Are you taking on any freelance? Like, I sure am. I just left my job. But that stuff doesn't happen just by hoping that people will pick you out of the bunch. You have to put yourself out there. You have to be writing on those free sites, those smaller paid sites, and get your words out there into the world, because that's when some clients will find you.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you mentioned it, because you build upon the work that you do. It's good to have the ultimate goal and the dream, but you have to do these first steps to get out there and, you know, try it out at first.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And that's what led to, I was reverse engineering the idea of like, maybe I'd write a book at some point. So I started reverse engineering it and say, how do I start to think about writing more? Maybe I'll write a little bit on social media. How do I think about getting a publisher for this book? Well, I need to get more visibility and more exposure and increase my audience. And as we know, I did write a book. And we have When Mommy Grows Up is the name of this podcast. It's also the name of the book. And that came from building these little steps, putting myself out there. It's scary. I'm not going to tell Whitney or anyone else that this is not scary to put your written words out there into the world. You're putting your heart, you're putting your opinion, you're putting your thoughts onto the page for other people to love, enjoy, judge, hate. You don't know.
Yeah. It takes
courage. It's worth it, though. It takes courage. It takes courage, but it's worth it if you love the process of writing. You don't have to love the process of writing. You can do other ways to build a business. There's other ways that you can grow your career. But if you really do love putting pen to paper, there are so many ways that you can start to put this writing out there and turn it into a part of your career. Thanks for tuning in to When Mommy Grows Up. If you're interested in learning more about how career coaching can help you along your journey of growing up as a mom and professional, head over to nextchaptercareers.us, where you'll also find the free Just Right Job Match quiz.
You can contact us at podcast@nextchaptercareers.us if you have questions, comments, or want to share your story for some coaching on the show. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review and make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. We'll be here every week with coaching stories and two mom friends in your corner.